The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3, and markets seem to be breathing a bit of a sigh of relief after the Federal Reserve's most recent policy decision. No big surprises. They did keep rates and policy loose and accommodative and unchanged, and that they don't think inflation is that big of a worry. Today on Money FM 89.3, we're joined by Mr. Jeff Ng, Senior Treasury Strategist at HL Bank. Tell us what he made of Fed Chair Jerome Powell's most recent comments, and also whether or not we should be worrying about inflation in the future more than we are now. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still in good health and safe during these times. And welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Pete, for having me.
As we said, it was almost expected that Fed Chair Jerome Powell was going to say these words, and he almost sounds like a broken record at this time. They're going to keep rates lower for longer. They still think there's a long way to go with regards to recovering jobs lost to the pandemic, and that inflation shouldn't be something that markets should worry about too much. But what were your impressions of the Fed's recent policy decision and Fed Chair Jerome Powell's comments, and what do you think stood out for you the most based on what he read out in his policy statement?
Yes, indeed. So I think given the fact that it wasn't really a live meeting in the sense that people were expecting any changes to the monetary policy, what stood out for me was the outlook on inflation and growth. So we've had the Fed Chair Powell saying that the inflationary pressures are still transitory, so that was the key for me. I think that means that they are not really that worried about inflation at the moment, and I think that rallied a bit of the treasuries and weakened the dollar in the process. At the same time, I think while keeping all these policy settings unchanged, they also upgraded their economic view. I think viewing that there's some progress on vaccinations, and also due to strong policy support, a lot of the economic data and employment have strengthened. So I think this means that they have also been looking at recent trends, noting that there's been some economic improvements. But I think they are also noting that there's some recent sort of like uncertainty as well, from the COVID-19 resurgence. So I think this is why I think they want to downplay any expectations of moving too soon.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, though, despite them continually saying that inflation shouldn't be a concern, over the last couple of days, it was pointed out that a number of America's largest consumer companies, the likes of Coca-Cola and Procter & Gamble, at their respective analyst calls, have actually warned that they might actually have to raise prices because of higher input costs. Is inflation going to be as transitory as the Fed actually mentioned? Or are these words of warnings from the executives at Coca-Cola and P&G, for instance, something that we might have to take more seriously and perhaps might raise more concerns about whether or not inflation is something we should worry about? What are your thoughts, Jeff?
Yeah, I think there's some concerns on inflation. But I think if you look at, for example, the March numbers, it's 2.6 on a year-on-year basis, but there's some high base effect, so the underlying is only about 2% if we take the CAGR growth between 2019 to 2021. And inflation in the US has been supported by food and beverage, housing, transport, and others. So I think indicating that the higher energy prices did support US inflation. I think in terms of our house view, our chief concern is on energy inflation that may filter to broader price pressures, which is what you've described. Because so far, the higher producer prices that we've observed so far in many major economies such as US and China, they have not been translated broadly to other consumer price pressures yet. So I think if that happens, that may test the Fed and other central banks' tolerance to headline inflation going perhaps closer to their targets in the medium term.
Mm-hmm. Economists now believe, though, that the Fed might actually begin tapering its asset purchases by the fourth quarter. Jeff, how might this shake things up for fixed income markets, in your opinion? And do you think that these economists who Bloomberg, for instance, surveyed, who said that the Fed could begin tapering some of these bond purchases. Do you think that this is something that is a distinct possibility?
I think we just had the Federal Reserve downplaying this, and I think the divergence between the consensus in terms of all these analysts and the Fed is that both noted the improvements in economic data, but I think the Fed is more interested to reduce expectations that they may start tapering their asset purchases by the fourth quarter, because they Powell said that it's not the time now to discuss, as the economy is still far from meeting their goals, their goals of both employment and inflation. So this, I think, overall means that the asset purchases will still likely remain untouched, at least for many months, to maybe even a year or so, with the first interest rate increase not expected at least earliest until 2023. I think when expectations of tapering and tightening starts, that may mean the flattening of the yield curve in the US, because the longer end rates have already moved up and they are already in quite elevated territory. They still have some room to go up further, but the short end rates have more room to move, in our opinion. But I think we also note that there may be some setbacks that will hinder the tapering plans. For example, there's still a lot of bottlenecks in vaccination. There may be people who may not be interested to be vaccinated in the US going forward. And we also must be aware of all these mutations that may also reduce the kind of protection that the vaccinated individuals are getting at the moment. So yeah, I think there's still a lot of things to watch out for.
All right, we're still speaking to Mr. Jeff Ong, a senior rate strategist, treasury strategist, that is, at HL Bank here at Money FM 89.3. We're going through the recent policy decision made by the Federal Reserve, when Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that they are still going to keep policy rates accommodative and unchanged. Jeff, another thing that was interesting also was U.S. President Joe Biden and the Biden administration outlining another massive stimulus package. This time they're calling it the American Families Plan. It's again to the tune of about $1.8 trillion, and this coming on the back of a infrastructure package that's almost of the similar size, and also on the back of that COVID relief package that he passed early in his presidency. This is massive fiscal stimulus on top of the monetary stimulus that the Fed is also extending and continues to extend. But now the question is, with all of this, A, on one hand, can the U.S. actually fund these huge stimulus measures? And B, could this actually be a little bit too much actually for the U.S. economy that could lead to some of these overheating pressures and thus feed back into some of these inflationary concerns that we were talking about? Walk us through how you're parsing through this and how you're thinking about all of these particular moving parts, especially on the back of this this American Families Plan, the $1.8 trillion stimulus plan, that President Biden just released.
Sure. I think if we look at all the implications from President Biden's plan, I think he did summarize a lot of the initiatives that he put out over the 100 days. So I think overall it does include a lot of infrastructure spending, and they're also planning to finance some of these support to middle income families with increased taxes for corporates as well as for the wealthy. So I think it does mean that there could be some income redistribution, because the previous administration, I think, they reduced the taxes of corporates. So there's a bit of a reversal in terms of policies. And I think that overall may mean that there could be some boost to some of the consumer-related sectors, because the middle income may be having spending more of their proportion of their incomes and what they receive in terms of cash support on various discretionary and non-discretionary goods as well. So this may still also translate to some inflationary pressures. As mentioned, I think so far we haven't seen the pressures being too high at the moment. But I think the economy does have room for further productivity gains. So I think all this focus on infrastructure spending will likely help to improve on the future productivity growth in the US, and I think that's a good thing in terms of improving the productive capacities of the economy.
All right, and finally, Jeff, you talked about rates in the long end actually starting to rise up, and we've discussed in detail the Fed's decision and also this new stimulus plan being outlined by the Biden administration. How is this informing your rate strategy over at HL Bank at the moment?
Yeah, in our view, I think it's still likely to be a bit more volatile because we've seen market sentiments go in all directions over the past few months this mm-hmm. year. Overall, we still expect rates to gradually creep up, and that also translate to some limited dollar weakness for the year ahead due to the U.S. economic outperformance as well as expectations of U.S. Doing relatively well, which may also mean that there could be expectations of tighter U.S. policy going forward. So that may translate to dollar strength as it comes along.
All right, so perhaps a stronger dollar, or the dollar might actually get a boost in the future, something to watch out for in markets. We'll have to leave it there, but I'd like to thank Mr. Jeff Ng, Senior Treasury Strategist at HL Bank, for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 to help us talk through the Federal Reserve's recent policy decision and the new stimulus package, the American Families Plan, that was outlined by the Biden administration overnight. Jeff, as always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these uncertain times, and we look forward to next time we can have you back with the show. Meanwhile, stay safe and have a great rest of the Thursday ahead, sir.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.